Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Text 28. Iti eta atmana svartha santa vismritya by puman vichitram asati dvaite koram apnoti samsritim. Ityetadatmana svartam santam vismritya vaipuman vichitramasati dvaite goram apnoti samsritim. Ityetadatmana svartam santam vismritya vaipuman vichitram asati dvaite goram apnoti samsritim. Ityetadatmana svartam santam vismritya vaipuman vichitramasati dvaite goram apnoti samsritim. Ityetadatmana svartam santam vismritya vaipuman vichitram asati dvaite goram apnoti samsritim. Ityetadatmana svartam santam vismritya vaipuman vichitramasati dvaite goram apnoti samsritim. Ityetad atmana svartam vaipuman Svaite Samsritim. Vaishnavis, Ityetadatmana svartam samvismritya vaipuman asati dvaite goram apnoti samsritim. Ityetadatmana svartam Amityutu Vaipuman Ute Iti, in this way, etat, a person materially conditioned, atmanaha, of his self. Swartam, own interest. Santam, existing within oneself. Vismritya, forgetting. Vai, indeed. Puman, the living entity. Vichitram, attractive. Attractive false varieties. Asati, in the material world. Dvaite, other than the self. Gauram, very fearful. Due to continuous acceptance of birth and death. Apnoti, one becomes entangled. Samsmritim, in material existence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this way, the conditioned soul living within the body forgets his self-interest because he identifies himself with the body. Because the body is material, his natural tendency is to be attracted by the varieties of the material world. Thus, the living entity suffers the miseries of material existence. Please repeat. In this way, the conditioned soul living within the body forgets his self-interest because he identifies himself with the body. Because the body is material, his natural tendency is to be attracted by the varieties of the material world. Thus, the living entity suffers the miseries of material existence. Purport. Everyone is trying to be happy because, as explained in the previous verse, sukham asyatmano rupam sarveho paratistanu. When the living entity is in his original spiritual form, he is happy by nature. There is no question of miseries for the spiritual being. As Krishna is always happy, the living entities, who are his parts and parcels, are also happy in nature. But because of being put within this material world and forgetting their eternal relationship with Krishna, they have forgotten their real nature. Because every one of us is a part of Krishna, we have a very affectionate relationship with him. But because we have forgotten our identities and are considering the body to be the self, we are afflicted by all the troubles of birth, death, old age, and disease. This misconception in materialistic life continues unless and until one comes to understand his relationship with Krishna. The happiness sought by the conditioned soul is certainly only illusion, as explained in the next verse. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining our condition in terms of forgetting our original condition as eternal servants of Krishna and identifying with the material body. And the process for getting out of this is to remember Krishna and gradually remember our original spiritual form and relationship with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says this many, many times, you know, throughout his books. So this forgetfulness is a big problem. We've apparently forgotten a whole lot of things. We've forgotten our original spiritual form. Now we're in these temporary material bodies. We tend to identify with them when we think, who am I? And we envision ourselves according to the particular form we might have now, even though in the course of our life, yeah, we'd be envisioning ourselves in different ways. You know, when we're 2 or 3 years old, we envision ourselves in a certain way. When we're adolescents, we envision ourselves in a certain way. When we're young adults, we envision ourselves in a certain way. When we're mature adults, we envision ourselves in a certain way. When we're elderly adults, we may envision ourselves in a different way. So, but the eternal spiritual form isn't undergoing changes like that, but we're unaware of that at the present moment. So we've forgotten, in a sense, who we really are. And we've also forgotten, to some extent, our original relationship with Krishna, because each soul has some kind of relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different rasas or types of relationships, as servants, friends, parents, lovers. So we've forgotten that. We've forgotten all of our associates in the spiritual world. We've forgotten the spiritual world itself. And even within this material realm of existence, we're constantly forgetting things. For most of us, this is probably not our first embodiment within the material world. Sometimes there's talk about old souls, new souls. Most probably, most of us have had quite a bit of experience. But we've forgotten it, like Krishna explains to Arjuna in the 4th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text 5. It says that we've undergone many lives. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, Arjuna. So most people cannot remember their past lives. Occasionally, you know, there are some cases. You know, it's possible to be what's called in Sanskrit a jati smaran, a person who can remember a past life in this life. And there's some examples of that, you know, that psychiatrists and psychologists have studied, where a child, for example, will start speaking about the details of a previous life, and they'll investigate and they'll find out that the details given by the child are true, that such a person did exist as the child described. So there are some cases like that. And then it's also explained, and we've forgotten this, that during our time in the womb, We may remember many of our past lives and be very regretful, but then when we actually do go through the trauma of birth and actually become embodied in this material world, we forget all of those things. And not only do we forget our past lives, we're constantly forgetting so many things. You know, we may forget a verse that we've memorized, or forget an appointment, or forget the name of somebody that we've met and encounter again. Or we may have so many dreams at night, but we forget them. So this forgetfulness and forgetting is a big part of conditioned consciousness. But as Srila Prabhupada was saying, the most important thing that we're forgetting is our eternal relationship with Krishna. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Boga Vanchakare Nikatashta Mayatare Chapati Atare. The soul turns away from its relationship with Krishna, and when the soul does that, finds that Maya is there to capture it. It's not possible to be independent of Krishna. If we try to become independent of Krishna, we just become captured by another aspect of Krishna, Krishna's material energy. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's some verses where, you know, it's stated that out of mercy to the jivas who have turned from Krishna, jiva kripaya hoila Krishna koila veda puran, that Krishna, in order to remind the spirit souls who have turned from them of their real identity, of their real position, gives them the Vedas and the Puranas and the other kinds of Vedic literatures. And elsewhere in the Chaitanya, it's Charitamrita, it's stated that the Krishna helps the jivas in three ways: Guru, Shastra, Atma. So Krishna is the ultimate guru, but he manifests externally as the Vartma Pradarshika Guru, the guru who first introduces one to the path of Krishna consciousness, the Shiksha Guru, who gives instruction in Krishna consciousness, and the Diksha Guru, who gives initiation. Sometimes they may be all combined in one personality, but they may be different personalities. One can have many instructing spiritual masters, but only one Diksha Guru, spiritual master, initiating spiritual master. So Krishna gives instruction through the various kinds of spiritual masters, and also through the different shastras, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, other such literatures. And then also Atma, that means Paramatma, the Lord within the heart. Sarvasya chaham hridisana vishto matasmitir gyanam apohanam cha. Krishna says, I am situated in the hearts of all living entities as the super soul, and from me comes memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So that forgetfulness, the cause of it is Krishna. He's not only in charge of the grosser forms of the material energy. Mayadhyakshena Prakriti, Krishna says, I am in control of the material energy. But he's also in control of the more subtle forms of the material energy, mind, intelligence, ego. So he can control what the mind and the intelligence are able to remember and forget. So, if we are able to please Krishna through the process of devotional service, then gradually he'll cause us to remember everything that we have forgotten at the present moment. We'll be able to remember our swarupa. Of course, the basic swarupa is servant of Krishna. Jivara swarupa hoy Krishnera nityadas, Lord Chaitanya explains. But beyond that, there's a very specific form that each soul has and a very specific service and relationship with Krishna that it has. And all of that becomes revealed. You know, it's like if you put a pot of water on the stove and leave it on the heat, gradually it will boil when it reaches the right temperature. So if we keep ourselves, as we sometimes say, in the fire of Krishna consciousness, then gradually our consciousness will be brought to the condition where all of these things will be revealed. Now, in the verse, it says, because we've forgotten these things, we're in the material energy, the material world, samsritim, which is described as goram, which means very horrible. You know, this process of undergoing birth and death in the material world, and millions of species of life, because it's not always guaranteed, you know, that a conditioned soul is going to be in a human body. There are many other types of bodies. So, and there are, and actually, it's most of us as devotees, we're kind of, Krishna's kindly kept us in fairly peaceful conditions, but you know, this material world is a pretty vicious and terrible place. Goram, terrible. I mean, sometimes there are documentaries about, you know, the animals, and it's really pretty vicious. Like you see the little seals, they're swimming in the ocean, and then the great white shark comes. Or the nice animals in Africa are coming to the side of the river or the lake, and then big crocodile. It's really, I think a few years ago, I think ITV released to the devotees one of these documentaries, you know, about the Serengeti and Africa or something, just to remind us, you know, what this material world is like. Jivo jivasya jivanam, one living entity survives at the expense of another. And even in human society, there's so many terrible things that go on. Most of us, fortunately, have been spared from those things by Krishna's grace. But the warnings are there that if we forget the real purpose of life, then we're exposing ourselves to the dangers, the miseries of material existence, which can come in many forms, adhyatmic, adibhautic, adidaivic. The adhyatmic miseries are the miseries of one's own mind and body. Adibhautic miseries, miseries caused by other living entities, human beings, and other types of living entities. Then there's the adidaivic miseries, the hurricanes, the typhoons, the earthquakes. I mean, the best one can expect in this world, if one is very fortunate, is to have a fairly peaceful life where one isn't exposed to any great suffering, and then finally one leaves one's body in a fairly peaceful, not as a result of some terrible accident or murder or something. But still, it's not the best position to be in. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam here, we're learning about that. In this way, the conditioned soul living within the body forgets his self-interest because he identifies himself with the body. So we have to be aware of our real self-interest. Na te vidu svartikatim hi Vishnu. I think it's Prahlad Maharaj that said that. That the living entity doesn't realize that his real self-interest is Vishnu, the servant, to be the servant of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. That is our real self-interest. But if you don't know what the real self is, then of course you don't know what your real self-interest is either. So therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is trying to give us a correct conception of what we are. Mamaivamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, you're part of me. If you want to know what yourself is, your self is part of the Supreme Self, me. You're not identical with me, as some people think. They think that, well, yes, there is some ultimate spiritual absolute truth, and I'm part of it, but I'm one with it. That's not the real truth. The truth is that, as Krishna says, jiva bhuta sanatana, eternally, the soul is a fragmental part of me. Not identical, but fragmental. And there's a relationship. So our real self-interest is to act in that relationship, which is one of service. And then by acting in that relationship, we'll get our real self-interest. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question, comments?
naked, and then you come to the material world, and you also don't make, you have to follow him. How come he doesn't just make that free will, take it away, so everything will be nice?
Because then you won't experience the full potential of love and happiness that you're meant to experience. Constitutionally, you're designed to experience ever-increasing transcendental bliss in connection with your relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, anything else you try to do is not going to give you that. So, out of mercy, to encourage you to realize your full potential of happiness, Krishna makes that arrangement. Just like if you have a friend, and the friend is going to do something that is going to cause him or her suffering, you could just say, well, let him do it, or her do it. Or you could try to make some arrangement so they don't. So that Krishna's like that. Because he loves us, he wants us to experience our full potential for happiness. He could have done that, just say, okay, go off, enjoy yourself, but you wouldn't be experiencing everything you're designed to experience. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.